This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
I'm out here 2.5 hours earlier than usual. For the thunder. I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna go out there and see if I can capture some thunder on the podcast. And here comes the rain, I think. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The rain came. I went inside. I'm back outside now. And I'm just gonna talk about yesterday. So, I wanted a picture of my friend's rhododendron. There are lots of rhododendrons around, and I'm sure I could have trespassed or even maybe gotten a picture from the street. But what did I want? I wanted to go see my friend's beautiful rhododendrons. I talked about them yesterday on the podcast, and it's the first time ever that I really looked at the petals, and I wanted an up-close picture of the purple gem rhododendron petals. So, on my way to take Finn to school, I messaged my friend and said, hey, can I sneak on your lawn and take a picture of your flowers? And she said, okay. And I decided to tell the truth and let her know that I would love to stay for coffee. I don't even drink coffee really, usually, but people know what that means. She knew what I meant. I wanted to be with her if she wanted to be with me. And she did. And she and her partner invited me in even while they were in the middle of their, you know, morning stretching and prayers and coffee. And I was so honored to be a part of that. So I got my picture. I did update last episode's cover art with the rhododendron. And it's gorgeous. I had an interesting morning. I wanted to really love on my body, the size and shape that it's in right now. I wanted to really love on it. And so I put on a comfortable dress, but it was a form-fitting, you know, comfortable, casual dress. And actually, I put the fanciest shoes that I own on. They're Birkenstocks, but they're the fancy ones. Not really. But for me, they have an ankle strap, like that kind of, like almost like a gladiator, but, or like how you would tie like ballerina toe shoes, right? Does a little cross over the ankle and clips, buckles, and it holds the shoe on my foot. So it's like a sandal that I don't have to actually use any energy. You know what I mean? To like keep the, like a flip flop or a slide. Sometimes you have to really use energy to keep the shoe on the foot, and I want a real natural movement. And so I put my dress on, I put my fancy Birkenstocks on, I was taking Finn to school, I was honest with my friend, and so I just went over there and barged in on her morning and took pictures of her flowers and joined morning stretch and prayer and all that stuff, and then went outside and just enjoyed connection with my friend. I did have a 10 a.m. appointment. A 10 a.m. appointment that I wasn't holding on to so tightly. I wasn't really stressed out about it. A, because I am beating the beat of a new drum, where I'm not constantly stressing out about preparation and being on time and getting an A. So I'm letting my days take me. I'm letting life do me. I'm listening. And what I needed to do yesterday was to ask my friend to go take a picture of the rhododendrons and be with her. And that's what was happening. And yes, I did have a 10 a.m. that I was going to honor. And so eventually I found my, not found my phone. It was around, but I was with my friend focusing on my time with her that morning, knowing that I had a meeting, but knowing, well, I guess I'm dressed for it. I got my dress and my fancy Birks on. So I'll just go to that meeting from here. And when I got that urge to go and pick up my phone and I looked, it was time for me to go. And I messaged the woman I was meeting and said, I'm leaving somewhere and I'm headed to you. I'll see you when I see ya. And I did get there exactly on time. And the old me would have prepared and known exactly what door I was going to go into and all of that and where I was going to park. I didn't know. I just rolled in. And then I actually called the gal. She's like, you lost? I was like, yeah, I don't know where I'm going. She's like, oh, I see you. Take a right. Park. I'll come find you. I was like, yes. Okay. I really enjoyed connecting with her on the phone. But I'll tell you why I wasn't so attached to this meeting. I'm looking for a place to dance. And I'm looking for a place to hold evening dance classes. And really, all I need is a big room with a smooth floor. Because I don't want to create any resistance. Sometimes you might even catch me cutting off the top of my socks and putting it around the toe box of my sneaker. So that way, when I pivot on my toe, it's even smoother. Less resistance. So I'm not at all putting any strain on my hip or my knee. It's just a smooth glide. So I need that smooth surface floor. And a lot of my dancers, they work. They work during the week. They're weekend warriors. And a lot of the times during the day. So they can't make it until like 5:30 at the earliest. Anyway, so that's what I was looking for. And one of my wonderful friends gave me a flyer that's where I was going to meet this woman who like runs this place, and the flyer was offering another kind of class, and the space looked great, looked amazing. But I did look closer after I made the appointment, and they're on carpet, and I was like, no carpet, bah. But who knows? Maybe that's like a stock image. Maybe it's not a carpet. Maybe it's just a weird looking tile, or you know, I don't know. Anyway, so I wasn't so attached to this meeting. It may really not be what I'm looking for, but I'm going to show up. And I really did love this woman when I connected with her. And how this came about was, you know, my friend saw the flyer, gave me the flyer, said, maybe this place will let us dance there. And I'm like, I don't know. And I just made a call. And I called the maintenance man, and he didn't know what to do with that message. And eventually he gave it to the gal who got in touch with me. So life is doing me, right? All in life's timing. And I'm showing up. So I show up right on time to this meeting. And not much to my surprise, but to my surprise, my petite surprise, I am not only meeting with the woman, I am meeting with residents. There's a whole circle there waiting for me. It's as if we are interviewing each other. Do you want me? Do I want you? And I fell in love with them and had a great time. It was like I went and had a group, you know? Oh, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. And even though I was looking around the whole time, it was all carpet everywhere. I was like peeking in rooms, looking in another room. Yep, carpet. Every wall I found had a carpet touching it. Ugh. Well, and then we get to the time. And I said, well, how late do programs run here? What's the latest we can run a program? They all laughed at me and said 10 a.m. And they were kidding, but not. And I totally get that, okay? Because bedtime around here is 7 p.m. That's Finn's bedtime and I'm next. So yeah, my 5:30 class, I call that at night. That's my night. And I said, so 5:30 is too late? And they're all saying, yes. So there I go, right? I'm surrounded by carpet. They want an AM class. I already have one AM class. It's not very popular. I'm not looking to add another one. I want a place for my dancers to dance. And they dance dinner time, right? But I had made this connection, not just with the woman, but now with the residents, and I'm supposed to be here. I know I'm supposed to be here. And so I decide to ask I'm going after my dreams here. Now, I'm not just looking for a place to dance. The dream is bigger. If you've been listening or following me or know me, you've heard me say, I want a bingo hall. Not for bingo. I don't play bingo. Like, we could play bingo there if you want. But I want the big open space with a big old kitchen. And we can garden and grow plants and turn the plants into food, and we can create, and we can have that big space where we can dance and meditate and create, teach, learn, craft, everything. And I'll be the one, I'll show up, and everyone will be invited, right? And there's no cover charge. So I decided to ask, is there a place with a smooth floor? Yes, follow me. So we walk across the lot to a different building, and I walk in, and I said, this is it. It's like a bingo hall 2.0. Gorgeous white cathedral ceilings, wooden dance floor, carpeted area with banquet tables, a big huge window leading to the kitchen. Right, that big, huge cutout, and banquet table. I mean, it's a bingo hall 2.0. This is it. This is it, I thought, and I said it out loud. So because of the connection with the woman who I made the meeting with, the connection of the residents that I met with, I decided to shoot for my dreams. So even though I saw carpet in an AM class, I said, well, is there a place with a smooth floor? Because I thought, I want to serve these people. These people want to dance as well. And my other AM class, it's not that popular. I can move the class over to here and invite the people there to join me. We can expand. We can expand the AM class if I change locations, perhaps. And then I went even further. Go for your dreams, Amanda. What is a part of the dream? Well, my people have needs. I need someone to serve my people. I will come here and serve your people. Would you be willing to consider serving my people with giving us a space one evening at 5:30? The time that works for us, that may not work for the residents here, but maybe there's a night owl or two. This woman that I made this meeting with, she wants connection. She wants to bring worlds together, communities together. She wants people to heal and feel good and come together. And that's what I want. And so what did she say? Yes. Yes, she will consider it. So we're talking. We're letting it do us. You know, right? I'm just going to let this unfold. I'm not going to hang tightly to it, and I'm not going to push it away. Have I talked about the beads? Let me talk about the beads. The rain is getting, it's getting heavier. And I'm going to talk about the beads. Picture a string of beads hanging in front of you. Now I want you to pretend to grab the beads and pull them towards you. It takes energy, even fake beads. These are fake beads. They don't weigh anything. And as I'm pretending to pull them towards me, I'm using my energy. And if I run out of energy or if I get distracted and I let go, where are the beads going to go? They're not going to swing back to center and just dangle there. They're going to go way away from me. And then ebb and flow for a while before they settle back down and just be dangling again, right? And so what would happen if I picture the beads again dangling right in front of you, straight down? And now this time I want you to pretend. I want you to take your hand and push the beads away. It can be nice and gently, but push them. Push them away. It takes energy. Even these fake, invisible, weightless beads, I'm using energy to keep them away from me. And now, if I run out of energy, or if I get distracted and I let go, what's going to happen? The beads are going to hit me in the face. They're going to come and hit me in the face, ebb and flow, maybe smack me a couple more times before they settle and just be dangling in front of me. That's a way I can look at what happened with this meeting. I wasn't clutching this meeting hoping like, oh my gosh, this looks perfect. I want this place so bad. I hope nobody else takes it. I hope this needs to work out. Oh, please, please, please. I also wasn't pushing it away, saying, oh, it's carpet. Never mind. It's useless. I'm not even going to go. It's not for me. It's not for me. They want to dance. They want to dance in the morning on carpet. It's not for me. That would be pushing it away. I just let it be there. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'll show up. I was guided to it. I was guided there. I'll show up. And I kept showing up throughout the whole process. And I went into different rooms and I made different decisions. And I decided I could even let go of certain things in my life in the name of expansion. This woman and I, we make perfect bridges. We are the bridges. I feel like that often with, you know, being gifted, having an autistic son come through me. It's obvious that I am here to bridge worlds. I am not of this world, and it's obvious. I'm just in it. I don't think any of us are of this world. I think we're in it. I think we created it, and we continue to. But because I know that I'm not of it, I can just be in it, and I'm happy to join other people's worlds and right? Be the bridge that connects us. And so is this woman. She is also a bridge between worlds, between communities. And we have shared dreams. So share, keep sharing your dreams. Please share them with me. Send me a message. Okay, the rain is picking up. I don't know what I've said. And I'm gonna go inside. But what I'm thinking about right now are the beads. I want you to think about that today. That's your call to action. What are you clinging to? What are you pushing away? Gently reclaim your energy and let things just be there. And then explore. Everything was there for me yesterday. And I decided I wanted to go take a picture of the rhododendron. And then I wanted to have coffee with my friend. And then I'll go to my meeting. But I didn't cling to one. If I clung to the perfect picture of a rhododendron, I would have been off in the world looking for the perfect rhododendron. Not just, oh, going over to my friends. And if I hadn't have just, oh, gone over to my friends, I wouldn't have been like, I want coffee with you. I love you. Let's be together this morning. We deserve this. Why would I go home and do the same old thing and get caught in my ADD paralysis for 2 hours? Why don't I hang with you? Oh, and gee, look at that. I'm already dressed because I listened to myself this morning when I said, Amanda, love yourself. Just put this dress on so you can see your body and love it. Come on, girl. Yes. Put your shoes on that you don't have to use any energy to keep on your feet. Keep your energy today. Don't stress out. Don't worry about that meeting. Get there when you get there. Show up. It's not a big deal anyway. And then once I was there, I didn't let disappointment just crush me. I kept going for my dreams. What the heck? You may as well. This is just a ride anyway. Tell the truth. Be a little truth punk. Come on. I am. Everybody else is doing it. Not really, but we could totally lead the way, shall we? Let's work on it. Let's be on it. All right. I love you. I'm going inside. I'm soaking wet. I'll see you tomorrow.